Stagflation. If that sounds like some sort of ominous creature out of Stranger Things, that's because it pretty much is.
This is the Demon Show.
Demon Show.
A unique perspective on entrepreneurship, real estate, business, finance, politics, and current events with a big dose of common sense. Warning.
Warning.
If you're easily offended, this is not the podcast for you. Listen at your own risk.
I recently ran a poll right here on my YouTube channel, and a whopping 50% of you said that inflation was the most concerning issue to you right now as a freedom-loving American, beating out things like high gas prices, which is kind of inflationary, a potential real estate crash, gun rights, and school-related issues with your kids. Well, inflation is only the half of it, as we are most likely entering into a period of stagflation in the United States, something we haven't seen since the 1970s, which is over 40 years, folks. On today's very important video, I'm going to tell you exactly what stagflation is, how we got here, why it's really, really bad, where we're going from here, and most importantly, what you and I need to do about it right now. Let's go. While stagflation used to be defined as a period of slow economic growth and high unemployment, it has now been generally accepted to mean a period with high inflation combined with a decline in the country's gross domestic product, or GDP. The term was coined in the 1960s and was used to describe the recessionary period in the United States in the 1970s. It hasn't been heard of since, until now. In the first quarter of 2022, the U.S. experienced a 1.4% decline in GDP. The numbers for the second quarter aren't out yet, of course, but if I had to guess based upon things like the huge declines in the stock market and cryptocurrencies, we will probably see another decline in GDP. And two straight quarters of decreasing GDP equals a recession. On the other side of the coin, inflation has been red hot, with the most recent consumer price index increase coming in at a staggering 8.6%. And there you have it, my friends. Two quarters of declining GDP plus sky-high inflation equals stagflation. Now, the effects of stagflation are, in a word, miserable for everyone. For the economy, stagflation is the worst of all worlds. High prices squeeze household budgets and reduce spending, while weak economic activity means businesses lay people off, they grow slowly, and corporate profits go down. As a result, the financial markets suffer, as we've been seeing, with stocks and bonds declining and crypto having issues, and all markets really tanking. Real estate may be next. Now, to combat inflation, the Fed has been raising interest rates, but that tool has the effect of sending the U.S. economy into a recession. Also not a great thing. The Russia-Ukraine war is waging on and oil prices continue to rise. Now, all of that, combined with supply chain shortages and a global food crunch, are continuing to push prices higher. Now, before I give you the game plan on how to combat stagflation for all of us, for our households, our companies, and everyone in between, it's important to understand how we got here. According to Investopedia, there are a few theories on stagflation, and unfortunately for us, pretty much all of them have happened in the last few years while we've been building back better. One is a sudden rise in oil prices, which has occurred due to the current administration's war against the U.S. oil and gas industry, as well as actual lower supply due to the real war, the Russia-Ukraine war. Another is poor economic policies like high regulation, higher taxes, and printing a lot of money. That has consequences. You know, all of those things that have been done by the Biden administration. Like a really bad disease, there is no definitive cure for stagflation. As I mentioned, the Fed is raising interest rates at clips we haven't seen in a really long time. They're trying to curb demand, but they're also balancing that with trying to avoid a deep recession or depression. Ultimately, productivity has to be raised so that there is increased growth while inflation comes down. As they say, though, the key to preventing stagflation is to be extremely proactive in avoiding it, which this administration has clearly not done. Okay, so this is all really bad news in a macroeconomic sense. However, it doesn't have to be bad for us, for you and me. As freedom-loving entrepreneurs, the ultimate question for us is, what do we do about it? I sat down and I wrote down a 5-step plan that I'm executing on right now so that we can thrive regardless of economic conditions. Our first priority is our mindset. In order to succeed in any environment, mindset is crucial, but it is especially important in a recession or in stagflation. Just love that word, even though it really sucks. Realize that you can thrive in any economic environment. Others have done just that in the past, and in fact, many of the wealthiest people built their fortunes during down markets, not up markets. Remember, a rising tide lifts all boats. It's easy to do in a great market, but during a down market is where we have the opportunity to really thrive. And it all starts with having the right mindset of positivity, enthusiasm, and always looking for opportunities, which I'll talk about a little later. Step 2 of my plan is don't panic. Whenever things like this happen in the financial markets, everything tends to overcorrect. As long as you're optimistic and bullish on the United States of America, which we all are in our community, remember that the US always bounces back. It's funny when the markets are flying high, I hear a lot of people saying they wish they could go back in time and buy things like real estate, stocks, or crypto for less. Well, here is your chance. Instead of panicking like when crypto crashes, look for assets that are undervalued that you can pick up at a discount during this time. And on that note, step 3 of my plan is to wake up every day looking for opportunities. What opportunities does this market present to you as a freedom-loving American? Maybe there's something in your current business that you can expand on, a product offering or service. Maybe it's a new business that you can start to solve a problem that you are encountering in this market. Maybe there's an opportunity to partner with others that you couldn't partner with before. Or maybe there's a market opportunity to buy assets that are undervalued during this time, as I talked about earlier on this video. I don't know what that will ultimately look like for you, but the idea is that what you focus on expands. And if you wake up every single day looking for opportunities, then guess what? You will find them. Step 4 is to consistently be learning and educating yourself. Times like these are a great opportunity for us to improve our skills and knowledge in areas that we already know about, and to expand our knowledge into other areas. I was just speaking with someone who told me that he started investing in crypto in the last bear market, and he turned $100,000 into about $5 million by the top of the bull market that we just had. Notice that he didn't start in the bull market, but rather in the bear market. If you are consistently learning and improving your skills, you will come out of this and you will thrive. Step 5 is to establish, build, and bolster your relationships. As they say, no one succeeds alone. When times are bad, people need to lean on their community of other like-minded people. And on that note, be sure to subscribe to the channel and join our community of freedom-loving entrepreneurs. People like you and me who love finance, freedom, and fun and want to build financial independence for our families. And on top of that, remember that you are typically the average of the 5 people that you hang around with the most. Do you like the people in your community and your inner circle? If not, go find some new ones. Invest the time right now that you need to build great relationships with other successful people that can help you thrive through any type of market. Thanks for tuning in to The Dima Show. If you got value from this podcast, do me a favor and share it with someone you know or give me a shout out on your social channels and be sure to tag me so I can thank you. Also, throw in a 5-star review wherever you're listening so that the show is shared with more people. I'll catch you on the next episode. Dima out.
This has been The Dima Show. All information and content provided is for informational purposes only, and you should not construe any such information or other material as legal, tax, investment, financial, or other advice.
Bye-bye.